It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hey, and a very pleasant good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dave Kalp alongside with a good old buddy, Jeff Hobbs.
Hey, it's good to be back, huh?
Jeff Hobbs, how about you coming up here and saving us? We had Big Feet out. You know, he's a busy man tonight.
Guy's a heavy hitter. I mean, you know, Hastings Auto. I mean, you got to get down there tomorrow. I mean, the guy's there on Saturdays. He's there all the time. Yeah. Other than, well, he took like a 10-day vacation. So
yeah, I didn't see him for a month.
I understand. I'm with you.
Anyhow, good to have you up here, my friend, and tonight we're in for another MAC basketball game here at Verzales, and the Indians come in here, you know, on a little, I couldn't say a roll, but we're coming in here at 10-9, we're 4-3 in the MAC, we've lost our three MAC games by a combined 5 points, coming into Verzales, a place we've always struggled with. They're 7-14, they're 2-6 in the MAC, and I'm sure they're hungry to get a MAC win.
Well, there's no question about that, you know, Calpy, and this is a fantastic facility. We talked about that. One of the best. And again, hard places to win. Again, Versailles has always been a tough place. But I tell you what, I've gotten to call a few, I mean, you know, heart attack specials here.
Oh, big
no
time.
No bigger than Brian Patch's club a few years
Elijah.
Ago. Left for dead. They were left for dead, and Elijah Collins
can come back.
And Wade Gailhouse said no thank you.
Yeah.
Two overtimes later, they got out of here with a win.
It was
good stuff.
It was one of my
so many good people here in Versailles. Again, you know, these are the tremendous communities that you've come to love. I mean, much like Fort Recovery. Not as good as Fort Recovery, but much like Fort Recovery that, again, where the kids are well-behaved. They look sharp. It's a beautiful place. And everybody cares about athletics. And, again, we talked about before we came on the air tonight. Again, thanks for joining us, the Wayne Street Market pregame show here on Fort Recovery Radio. But, again, getting beyond COVID or at least getting it in the rearview mirror a little bit. Nice crowd on hand tonight.
Yeah.
Probably not a crowd that you would normally see. You know, you're going to see it packed to the gills here when the purple team comes to town. But bottom line is, it's going to be good to get back to somewhat normal.
Amen,
sooner
brother.
Than later.
Amen, brother. I tell you what, I think we'll take a quick break here. I imagine Spencey wants to get back to the coach. Coach has a few words for us this evening. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with the words from the coach.
Yeah, Wayne Street Market pregame show on Fort Recovery Radio.
Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you through February 18th. Lent is coming, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Starting on Ash Wednesday, and then every Friday during Lent, Wayne Street Market has their famous fish dinners hot and ready to go back at their deli. You get the fish in two sides for $7.99. Be sure to call ahead to avoid waiting in line. And you can also buy just the fish for $8.99 a pound. And every day they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with two sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish dinners on Friday. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays during the winter. You don't need to go out of town for great prices and great selection. Just stop by Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Cover more ground and get more savings on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. Gas-powered with a top speed of 40 miles per hour and best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save up to $1,750 now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And welcome back to the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Again, Jeff Hobbs and Dave Kalb, the mayor, are going to bring it to you tonight here from Versailles. And again, Neil Spencer got a chance to track down Coach Jim Melton before the game tonight. Here are his thoughts.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show with Coach Melton, getting ready to play at Versailles. So how many people we have healthy besides Owen, and what are we going to try to do tonight?
Everybody's back except for Owen. Clay's back, so our top seven's back. And, you know, Versailles likes to press and play a lot of zones, so we've got to be able to handle their traps and their pressure and then, you know, get the shots that we want versus their zone. Move the ball around quickly and catch and shifting.
So, not that it matters a whole lot, but who's starting tonight because everybody plays?
Yeah, everybody plays. Derek and Regan and Kale round out the backcourt, and then our big guys will be Clay and Brian.
Okay, so that means other guys are coming in all the time because you keep everybody fresh. And,
yeah.
So, tournament draw, what are you thinking there? Do we do kind of what we want? How's that going to work for us? There's a whole bunch of MAC schools in our area there.
Yeah, we've got New Knoxville, so you know, obviously they're you know, on our radar, but right now we're worried about Versailles, so we're not even thinking about that. So, you know, week and a half away, so... Right now, the Versailles Tigers are in our way, and we're going to do what we can to fight, scratch, and claw and come out with the win tonight.
All right. So we've been talking with Coach Jim Melton here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We'll be back right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Enclave Leather Edition, front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, heated leather seats with 31,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge Limited All-Wheel Drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And welcome back to the Wayne Street Market pregame show here on Fort Recovery Radio. Jeff Hobbs and the mayor, Dave Kalb, bringing it to you tonight here from Versailles. Again, our Fort Recovery Indians on the road to take on the black and orange, the Versailles Tigers. And Kalb, you talked about it. I mean, Indians have played extremely well, but you're 4-3, and you know that everywhere you go in the MAC, it's going to be a barn burner. And they've, what, lost three games by a total of 5 points?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I tell you what, going down through the MAC standings here tonight, looking at this, you know, Mr. is 8-0, and Their closest game in the MAC has been against the Fort boys, and they know damn good and well that they got lucky sneaking out of our gym.
Well, again, one of my better friends is Mr. Nixon, Tim Nixon from Minster, and his boys both played, and again, they're good players, and Josh Nixon, you remember that name?
Absolutely.
Former
Gunner
folks from years back, and big brother JR, that's a great family from Minster. They have nothing but unbelievable amounts of respect for the Fort, and again, all the battles that we've had over the years, and Tim talked to me this week, and he said, by far, the best team that they played all year, and that includes a really good Botkins club, because I got a chance to see Minster play at Botkins on the road early in the year, and Botkins is a terrific team.
Well, we took Botkins down to the wire, and I think I got our score on here. We ended up losing that late in the game. Me and Fee did that. We lost by three at Botkins, 58-55.
Yeah, I think they lost by basically the same score. I think they lost by four.
You know what? So hats off to the Minster boys. I saw it's the first time they're going to win the MAC here since 1975. At least get a share of it as long as they can beat the Coldwater boys tonight. And the Cavaliers come in there in sixth place here in the MAC. They're 3-4.
The Sander Redskins, you know, they're rooting for the Cavaliers tonight. They're 6-1 in the league, and they're at home against Delta St. John's, who's 0-7, which is not your normal Blue Jay team.
No, for sure not, because they're extremely well coached. They play hard. And again,
they're just young. They're young. We went up there, and I think we put like a 25-point beatdown on the Blue Jays this year, and that's extremely uncommon.
No, it never happened at the Vatican, and that's for sure. I mean,
no, it was an eye-opener for me. And New Bremen's at New Knoxville. New Bremen, they're 5-2. They've had a strong year. We still have to play the Cardinals next week. That's our last MAC game.
And then that's a turnaround game, most likely, Dave. I mean, again, we'll talk about the Indians. I'm looking at the girls. Maybe the boys.
That's exactly right. We played New Knoxville in the first game of the tournament draw. And then after that, I think we get a chance to maybe go back and do a little payback over the Redskins.
Yeah, so. New Bremen's on the other side. I was looking at the girls' draw.
Yep. So then, of course, our Indians tonight, we're in fourth place in the MAC, tied with Marion Local at 4-3. And we're taking on the 2-6 for Zales Tigers tonight. And Marion Local there at home tonight, taking on Parkway. Marion's 4-3 and Parkway's 3-4. So some good games tonight in the league. And even though the MAC's pretty much been decided, the Minster boys are probably going to win. But I'm sure that Kowar is going to give them everything they can do.
Well, and again, this is one of those games, Calpy, that you just want to get ready. You want to get playing your best basketball. Again, we always talk about March Madness a little earlier than that when you talk about high school. But getting by the middle of the end of February, you want to be playing well. And again, you've seen this team. You've called most of their games. They've played very well this year. They can easily be at the top of the MAC and be 5 or 6 games above 500.
I'll be honest with you, Jeff. I talked to assistant coach Jerry Bargy a couple times, and he's kind of in my field of business. And we got always talk basketball a little bit. And I said, Jerry, I sure would like to know what our halftime record is, because Harold and I got to talking about it, and we thought potentially at one time we were like 13-2, if not 14-1 at one time, halftime score. And if we could just do away with that 10-minute period and forget it, I think we'd have a much better record. But for some reason, we come out maybe a smidge flat. We do, you know, whatever the case is, we just can't seem to hang on to that lead and come away with a victory. And hopefully we're over that hump. We've got it figured out. Now, you got to remember, we played against Minster without Owen Judy. Owen had a high ankle sprain. I did talk to his dad today just to call to see how he was doing. He said he was in, he's been taking some therapy now, and he's still got his walking boot. He doesn't have his crutches. He said, cross your fingers, we might have him back for the tournament run. So that'd be awesome.
That youngster was playing like 5-star fifth grade basketball back in my day. So, you know, I don't remember him. Now, Big Brother could fill it up a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. And Owen's the same way. He's the same way as Peyton was. And all of a sudden, he gets on a roll. And it doesn't matter what size that rim is, he's going to put it through it. And it's impressive to watch him when he gets hot.
Well, let's take a quick look at the tournament draw here. Again, thanks for joining us tonight on the Wake Street Market pregame show here on Fort Recovery Radio. And Calpy, the Indians, let's talk boys first. The boys get the 6th seed, which again shows a little respect in that. I mean, obviously they know that the MAC teams can play. They go head to head with New Knoxville, a team that again, you're going to see.
Well, we went up to Knoxville that night. We went to the barn, and Harold and I called that game, and they're young. They've got a couple decent players. But we messed them up a little bit with our defense, and we got out to a lead and just kind of cruised from there. And it's going to be a little different, you know, tournament time here, and you got to be prepared. And I don't want to look past the New Bremen boys, but I sure would love to have another chance at the number 3 seed.
Well, that's a game that this year with COVID, they play at the higher seed, so you get a home game, which is great. Most likely, you're going to go on the road probably for the second game. You're going to go over to
St. Henry, and you know, we were talking that nobody's ever cut the nets down in that gymnasium. Ooh. So wouldn't that be cool to Fort Recovery?
Yes, it would. I would like to be part of that, because I tell you what, there's not a whole lot of love lost for me and red and white. But again, Indians, again, as Calpy said, the 6th seed, they get number 11, New Knoxville. That'll be a home game, and that'll be Tuesday, the 23rd. And then if they win that game, which you're hoping they do, most likely we'll take on St. Henry, who will play Lima Temple Christian. And that game will be a sectional final game, and that will be Friday, the 26th, and most likely that, again, will be at St. Henry. Let's look on the girls' side. Again, the girls having a nice year, Dave, and again, you've got to see them play a whole lot more than I have.
I've listened to a bunch of their games. I've only seen them play a couple of times. We certainly have our highs and our lows. We've had our butts handed to us here lately. We had to play Minster, and man, they poured it on to us. And Minster is it's going to boil down to them and the Redskins for Fort Laramie, I think. And bottom line is, we'd have to play an outstanding game. Not saying we couldn't, but I'm saying we'd have to play one of our best games ever to match up against a Minster Wildcat team. But on the other hand, we've beaten some teams that I didn't think we'd beat.
Yeah, and I've called a few of them that we've beaten over the years.
It's a wild card.
And that's the number 4 seed, Fort Recovery, and they take on the 12 seed. And again, that'll be a home game, and that's the 18th next Thursday against Hardin Northern. They win that game, they will see New Bremen, and that's a team that you've seen in the MAC. They're the 5 seed, so it'll be the 4 and the 5, and that, again, could be a home game, Calpy, and that's what you hope for.
I think it might be. So, are you ready for the national anthem?
Absolutely.
We'll take a break. We'll be back for the starting lineup.
We appreciate you listening. Wayne Street Market pregame show on Fort Recovery Radio.
Wayne Street Market always has great prices and great selection, and here are some of the specials they have for you through February 18th. Lent is coming, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Starting on Ash Wednesday, and then every Friday during Lent, Wayne Street Market has their famous fish dinners hot and ready to go back at their deli. You get the fish in 2 sides for $7.99. Be sure to call ahead to avoid waiting in line. And you can also buy just the fish for $8.99 a pound. And every day they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with 2 sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish dinners on Friday. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays during the winter. You don't need to go out of town for great prices and great selection. Just stop by Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
And welcome back to the Wayne Street Market pregame show. It's over. We thank Wayne Street Market for being our sponsor, as always, for football and basketball. And now we're going to jump into a Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Before we get a tin cupboard tip-off, Calpy,
absolutely.
Go your way. Give me some starting lineups.
Let's talk about that take and bake from the tin cupboard. I had one last night.
And I'll bet it's solid as a rock.
Fabulous.
Unbelievable.
Chicken and rice with broccoli casserole.
Mama's best friend.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, Daddy likes to eat.
Give me some starting lineups, Big Cat.
Let me go for the Tigers here. Number two, Jared Demands, he's a 6'2 senior, is going to be starting for the Tigers. Followed by number four, Eli McElhoney, which is a very well-known name down here in Tigerland. He's 5'11". 5'9", Troy Jones, number 12. He's a senior. He'll be starting for the Tigers. And then we get to the big boys, Jaden Linden, who I think is their leading scorer, Jeff. He's coming in as a 6'1 junior. And then Connor Stonebreaker is a 6'5 sophomore in the middle. Pretty solid ball club for the Versailles Tigers. For the Indians, pretty standard quo here. We got Regan Martin and Derek Jeudy in the backcourt. We got Schmitty and Kale in the wings. And we got the big man in the middle, Brian Benn. So looking forward to a good game here. And let's bring home a MAC victory tonight.
Well, and Stonebreaker most likely is the son of Jackie Stonebreaker, who was the state champion winning head
up
coach
here
multiple
before,
times.
Yeah.
Yep. So again, Indians getting ready to jump it up. And it will be Kale Ramel that will jump it up for the Indians. And they'll jump to the center circle, throw it up, and here we go. It's a 10-covered kick tip-off that's controlled by the Tigers. And they'll go left to right on your radio dial wearing white and orange, and reverse layup
is
up and good. And right away, Troy Jones, a little drive there, Calpe, and nice play by
Yanker. Nice little first step, and he got an up and under and put it in the hole.
Into Brian Benn. The ball's kicked around and stolen by Versailles. And it's taken right back by the Indians. So, again,
fair turnovers.
Yep, teams trade turnovers. Now it's on the right wing, and Ramel has it back up to Toby.
Getting there, Schmitty.
Clay Smith will let it go and board ball, but returned by Ben, and he'll put it up and in. So Indians on the board, 2-2. Nice job by the big fella.
Well, Benny's always in there for that cleanup, and he might have a good night tonight. He's a big body in there, and 300-plus, and he's a big boy.
And that's what you get when you get that. You love that size in the middle. So here come the Tigers, and they'll go, as I said, left to right on your radio dial, wearing white with the orange numerals. They'll throw it inside, and again, run into Brian Ben, and outside, and looks like it could be taken away. Now it'll go back, and Stonebreaker has it. He'll drive to the lane. It's knocked away by Smith.
Nice job by Schmitty. Good defense.
Absolutely. Actually, it was Jared Demons that took it to the hole, and Schmitty turned it away out of bounds. So it will stay under the hoop with the Tigers. 2-2 here. 7 minutes left in the first quarter, sponsored tonight by Fowler Mechanical. Out of bounds play, and they're looking. He'll come in live. It'll go to Jaden Litton. And Calpe said Litton, the leading scorer. Now looking inside for the big fella, and now he'll get a drive. It'll go over to Demons, top of the key, back to Litton. He'll go over on the left wing to Troy Jones, and Jones will take it in the corner to McElhoney. Again, Tigers move the ball around. No shot clock here, so they're being patient. Again, the ball screen out the top, and they do a good job of hedging that ball screen, and it continues to swing around. And they're looking inside for Stonebreaker, but again, big Brian Benn patrolling the middle. He don't want any part of it. He'll step outside.
Indy's playing a pretty stiff man-to-man defense right now.
Good job here, and again, 30 seconds gone already. Now Stonebreaker will take the three out of the corner. No good. And it's rebound down to Regan Martin, so good job there. Good possession for the Indians. Let's see if they can take the lead for the first time. Indians again go right to left on your radio dial wearing the stylish purple with a little silver trim, silver numerals. High post it goes to Ben between the circles, and he looks, and now he'll go back out to Martin. Now it'll go over to Jeudy. He drives in the lane, back up top. Martin from the top. Regan Martin, no, off the front rim, and he'll be brought down by Eli McElhoney. He'll take it on the drive, and he'll go between the circles. He'll go over to the left wing to Demange. Being guarded there, top of the key is Jones. He lets it go just a step inside the arc. So the lefty puts it up. Actually, they gave him three on that count.
Yeah, I think
so,
he was behind the line. Give him five for the Niner, Eddie.
So he's got them all. 5-2 Versailles leads here early in the first quarter. And Enzo passing around out on top. It's Derek Jeudy. He'll bring it to the left wing in front of Versailles' bench to Martin, back to Ramel. Schmitty thought about it. Now he drives in. 10-foot pull-up is good.
That's his shot, baby. That is
really
his shot.
Nice job there by the quarterback. He takes two dribbles, pulls up. 5-4 is the score. Versailles has the lead. Jones has all five of them. He's got the ball. He gets the signal over from his coach, and he'll come up. Ball screen at the top by Stonebreaker. And Jones takes it. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound by Ben. Here come the Indians. 5-4 Versailles leads it. Indians with another chance to get the lead for the first time tonight. Ben at the top of the key, swings it around to the top of the two, goes to Regan Martin. Now top it comes to Schmidt. Now goes into Ben. Ben thinks about it, dribble drop. Nice job by the big fella, and he lays it in.
That right there is body control for the big man.
Absolutely. Good hands and feet. You see that on the football field. And again, the big fella patrolling the lane, a little dribble drop. Indians have their first lead of the night at 6-5. 4:42 left here in the first quarter, sponsored by Fowler Mechanical.
Nice give and go.
Yes,
right
it
there.
Was. Nice return pass to Eli McElhoney, and he lays it in with the left hand, and they'll take the lead right back at 7-6. Jeudy up to the top of the key to Ben. He'll hand it back to Jeudy, and they'll set the offense. Looks like Versailles in a zone for the first time.
A little 2-3, yeah.
A little 2-3 matchup. Schmidt, top of the key. Again, they're looking inside for the big fella. And Ben, baseline jumper. It goes post to post. Really nice job there. Wow. Laid in by Cale Ramlin. Again, the big fella showing his skill there.
We've been showing that more and more every game here, trying to get that ball worked in. We get it in, and then we actually pass it off for an even open bucket.
Yep, taking that short corner, and Ramlin went down the middle, found his first basket. Nice block from behind, but it's going to be a foul called on Fort Recovery. The first foul of the night, and it'll be on Regan Martin. And it's going to send, it looks like, a McElhinney to the free throw line. Now, those McElhinneys all got red hair, don't they? They're all, now, this one's not quite as big as my boy, but at 5'11", he'll go to the free throw line.
They've been here forever.
Yes, sir. Again, we love me. Jeff Ob likes him some McElhinneys. Again, Scott McElhinney, good friend, and Roger McElhinney, longtime coaches here at Versailles. And first free throw is good, tying the game at 8. McElhinney will have one more. 3:57 left here in the Faller Mechanical first quarter. Good ball game tonight here at Versailles. Second free throw is also good for McElhinney, so Versailles will take the lead back. They'll go with a little full court press.
Yeah, Dylan came in and Gavin came in for the Indians, and looks like Cale and Schmitty will go out for a little break.
Get your levers in here, and Gavin Toby takes it to the baseline. They'll swing it around. Again, they're still playing that matchup zone. Actually, they're moving now. They'll jump out of it. So they go back to the man-to-man. So one possession of zone. Again, dribble drive back out to Judy. Swing around the top to Evers. Drive the basket. Regan Martin. And he got it. Boy, got a nice favorable roll, but he showed the blow by there.
Oh, man. He's done that so many times this year. His first step is as quick as anybody's.
And you see that again on the football field in that slot. Again, he showed you some quickness. And to the rim, his first hoop of the night is 10-9. Good guys. 3:16 left here in the Faller Mechanical first quarter. Jeff Hobbs and the mayor, Dave Kalp, bringing it to you from Versailles. Jaden Litton out of top, a lot of dribbling. Now it goes over on the right wing. DeMonge will take the shot, and the 17-footer's good. So a lot of good offense by both teams tonight. 11-10, Versailles takes the lead back, and three-quarter court press, and then quickly down it goes to the Indians. And Ben, he can just assert his will here if he wants to. And
he'll throw
it back out, and he'll swing around to Evers in the left wing. He's driving to the hole. He goes up to the top to Toby, back to Evers. Swings it back over to Regan Martin. Martin into the big fella.
There he's going.
That's going to be money. Put it in the bank. Oh, he got fouled. So, again, the only way they were going to stop him there, Calpy, is he bobbled it a little bit, but
yeah,
he didn't get fouled.
He didn't catch the ball real clean. He had an open look and bobbled it a little bit, and he ended up getting back and getting fouled.
Connor Stonebreaker picks up the foul for Versailles. He is first and the first of the night, and Brian Benn will go to the free throw line. First free throw in and out, no good. So he can tie it up here if he splits the pair. Ben's got two baskets, 4 on the night, and back in is Ramel, and out will go Evers. So quick break for Cale Ramel, and he'll bring right back out here, and let's see if the big fella can tie it up. Second free throw, eyes it, flies it, good. And hey, he'll get a break now, too. Schmitty will come back in, and big Brian Benn will sit down. 5 points, and 11-11 is the score. 2:37 left here in the first quarter. And solid offense by both teams right now.
Right now, they're both making their shots, and we're just going to take a spurt here by one team and get out in front.
Well, let's hope it's the team wearing the purple. Over to McElhinney, look for the back screen lob. No, swinging around to Jones. Now inside, boy, again, a good cut from the weak side there. And McElhinney was open, but Judy kicked it out of bounds. So Indians catch a break there, and Tigers will take it out on the baseline. Indians look like they're in a little bit of a flat zone. Comes in. Now, good job by the Indians to turn away. McElhinney, top of the key, thought about it. Guarded there by Martin. Jones cuts from the weak side, and that'll go back over to Litton. He lets it go from long range, no good. Rebound down to Judy. He'll push it. Fellas, stop the throwing things here, coach. They're about ready to kill me here. Boy, good drive there. Take it to the basket, no good. Schmitty gets his own rebound, back up, and it's blocked, but that's going to be a foul, and that's going to be 2 on the big fella.
Absolutely. That's what we want to see. Good job by Schmitty hanging in there. And as you can see, he's wearing that shoulder brace. He had some shoulder injuries earlier in the year, and it's nice to have him back on the floor. And we certainly don't want to get that young man injured before we make our tournament run here.
Clay Schmitz will go to the free throw line. He's got one basket. Again, took a short 10-foot jumper, and it came right back to him. Free throw up and good. Good stroke there. And Stonebreaker will sit down, and in comes Jacob Litton, probably brother of Jaden Litton. I'm betting those guys are brothers. Call me crazy, maybe cousins, but second free throw up and good as well. So good job by Clay Schmitz. He knocks it in, and Evers will come back in, and he'll give Schmitz another quick break. So in and out they go. Coach Jim Melton continues to move troops around. Indians will go a little three-quarter court pressure here. See if they're going to trap. Yep, they're looking at it. They'll go maybe soft trapper. Oh, and he traveled. No call there. But he got away with one there.
Yeah, he got away with one. That's right.
And that will stay with for Sales, knocked out of bounds by Gavin Toby.
It's a little different press than we've been running this year. And just trying to mix things up a little bit.
Three-quarter court, soft trap, trying to get a trap around half court. 151 here. Indians by two, 13-11 from Versailles. Jones at the top of the key on the left-hand dribble. He can do a good job again hedging that screen. They're in the man-to-man. They've been that way all night. Good cut there. Back to Jones. Swings it up to McElhaney on top. He'll go back around. And good job. Good hands there by Regan Martin. He rips it out of there. It's going to be a steal. Here come the Indians. Chance to build on their lead. Martin thinks about the three. Now he'll go underneath to Evers and get it up, and good job. Boy, good job there. Evers cut from the weak side. Dylan did. And
good catch by him.
Absolutely. He'll go to the Hall Brothers free throw line and again can build on an Indian lead.
Let's put him in there. Our free throws have been our Achilles heel all year, Jeff, and we've struggled with him. He was 0 for 4 against Minster. So let's see if we can get back on the good side of that. There we go.
All right, ahead of that. Dylan, nice Absolutely. Stroke there. Good soft touch by Dylan Evers, and he'll have one more, and he can give the Indians a 4-point lead. 14-11 right now. 1:23 left here in the Faller Mechanical first quarter. Evers lets it go. Nice soft touch and nothing but twine. 15-11. Give Evers two and give the Indians a 4-point lead, and they'll go with the three-quarter court pressure again here. Martin out in front. Again, Indians have some athleticism, some length, and again, they're looking for a trap, and boy, good job by McElhaney. He breaks the press, but he might still get trapped down there. Indians chasing him, and they got him, and he'll throw it out of bounds.
Good turnover, absolutely.
Yes,
nice job by the Indians. Great defense.
Boy, terrific trap there by Cale Rammel and Gavin Toby, and McElhaney losing his balance, threw it out of bounds, and it'll go back to the good guys. 68 ticks left here in the first quarter. 15-11, Indians lead it. Judy, again, now they go and get the man-to-man. Rammel will pull the three from the top of the key, in and out, no good. Boy, that looked good. Boy, good job by Gavin Toby. Just missed the stick back and kind of babied that one a little.
Yeah, he didn't give it much of an attempt there. I don't know if anybody got a piece of it, but I don't think so.
Terrific offensive rebound. Pass inside, up, no good. And missed an easy one there. Jacob Litton, Indians catch a break, and here they go on a 4-point lead. Martin on the blow-by. And they're going to call it on the floor. But, again, you saw it there again, that quickness, Calpe.
Yep.
Regan Martin just showing you a little flash.
That could be a second foul on Litton, too, there.
That's big. They got four team fouls, and two players have two. And so Brian Bent will come back. Clay Smith will come back. Toby and Evers will lead for the Indians, and they'll have the ball underneath the basket with a 4-point lead and 36 ticks left here in the first. Inadvertent horn.
Now they
make the decision. Inadvertent horn here. So they'll go ahead and will they let him in? Yep,
they're
going to let him in now. So again, veteran officiating crew here. And they'll bring, looks like Cole Hamilton. He's a 6'10 junior. You saw him a little bit in the JV game, Calpe. Yeah, he's a big, long character.
We'll talk about the JV game maybe at halftime. They got some biggins there.
And it comes to Clay Smith in the corner. Drives, spins back, throws up the 10-footer off the glass and hit the side of the basket. A little bit out of control there. And again, Regan Martin does a good job in transition of stopping the basketball. McElhaney drives in, lays it in.
Oh, boy, nice.
I think he stepped on a foot, though. I think
he's, did he roll his ankle?
I
he's
think
down
so.
On the floor.
Yep. McElhaney came driving from the left wing and caught a nice pass, laid it in, but he's down on the floor, and I think he stepped on a foot. Calpe.
I think you're right. It looked like he rolled right down there, and I'm kind of looking at his knee. I hope it's not his knee, but I hope it's not anything serious. But the young man looked like he fell pretty hard and just twisted that ankle is what I'm thinking.
And again, they got trainers here, and again, actually the trainer was the former Fairlawn trainer for many years. Chad's a great kid there on the left. And tell you what, they get to him, we'll take a quick timeout. Indians lead at 15-13 in the Faller Mechanical first quarter.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And thanks to all of our great sponsors, Faller Mechanical, sponsoring our first period scoreboard. 15-13, good guys. And McElhaney walks off on under his own.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right. Looks like he's... I think he's all right.
See if the Indians will get the last one here. 15 seconds left with a 2-point lead, and let's hope they can take maybe a 4 or 5 point lead to the bench at the end. They'll go inside the big fella. I think you got to take that. Boy, mercy. Brian Benn had a layup, and he threw it out to Clay Smith for a three, and a half-court shot. The buzzer is no good.
How about that? They had a chance to take the lead.
Dylan, boy, I tell you what, Jaden Litton, if I'm coach, I'm going to get on Brian. Brian's got a layup, and he gets met by assistant coach at the door.
Jerry Bargey put him right on
it. Said, hey, partner, you got a layup. You got to take that all day long.
Put that in the hole.
Bottom line, a good first 8 minutes for the good guys.
We'll take a two-point lead.
Absolutely. 15-13. We'll come back. We'll take a timeout. It's a Wrangler Hardware second quarter. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
For 99 years, Wrangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wrangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Jeff Hobbs and Dave Cal back here for sales and Calpe. Good first quarter, 15-13. Indians lead it. Again, you guys are going to be on the horn tomorrow night again.
Yeah, I think Derek Bax is going to help me tomorrow night, and we'll bring it to you from the. Well, actually, it's a home game against the Starfires from South Adams, so that'll probably be another good game. Be nice for the Indians to pick up a couple this weekend.
Love me the Stardome,
the Stardome is awesome.
But we love Fortside Fieldhouse better. Indians turn it over on the first possession. Ramble, it was tipped away, and Jones on the drive all the way down and lays it up and good. And boy, not very good transition defense there. Calpe, as a coach, you talk about stopping the basketball.
Get back.
And Jones took it all the way to the hole. He's got six. He's the game's leading scorer, and the game's tied again at 15. Indians will weave on top. Judy at the top of the key. He'll go off to Schmidt, and he'll lose the handle, but pick it back up. Thinks about the three, and look into the big fella. We got to go deep. I mean, Brian Benn has a huge advantage. Martin takes it in, and he will lay it up, and good.
Oh, my goodness.
Used it all the way around and down. Martin's got two baskets. Indians back on top, and now they'll show a little full court pressure. Jones, he'll get it to the middle, and he'll go to Litton, and he gets over on the left wing, and it goes to McElDowney, another McElDowney. We got Chase McElDowney out there, too. So McElDowney replaced McElDowney. Now Versailles, the Tigers will slow it down. Big 6'10 Cole Hamilton out the top. And boy,
nice job by Smith.
Clay
got a
Smith
piece
got
of
a piece
it.
Of it locked, and it'll go back to the Indians. Trying to build on a two-point lead. Judy to Martin. Thinks about the long three, and now he'll think different, and he'll go to Ramble. Ramble back to Martin, to Judy in the left corner in front of the Versailles bench, up top to Ben. He'll swing it around to Clay Schmitz, and the Indians run their shuffle offense here. Good job by Versailles jamming the cuts, and now they're going to call travel on Regan Martin.
I think he did. I think he shuffled that foot. It was one of them that looks like he did, so it probably did, but he, you know.
Indians two turnovers here early in the second quarter, and I'm not sure they had a turnover in the first quarter at all.
We had one.
Okay, so Martin will take a quick seat. I think it's his first time out. Evers will come back in and give him a break. And he's again looking for a little, now they'll back off, a little soft pressure. And in it comes to Jones. He comes on the left-hand dribble through the V at half court between the circles now. He gets the ball screen at the top, a little stop and start. And now he'll kick it back out. Long three on the way, and it is no good. Short and rebound down to Judy. He'll push it. On the go, he goes to Evers on the right wing. Thinks about the three, and he'll go back up top to Judy. Driving in, lays it up, and oh, he got fouled there, no call. He got hit on the wrist, and boy, now Jones will get the easy layup. He leaks out, and it'll go up and in. And
doing a little cherry picking on that one.
Yes,
he got
sir.
An easy break on it, and I think coach is going to call a timeout and see what's going on here with the team. He's got all seniors in there right now. They should be taking care of that ball.
Jim Melton not happy. He'll take his first timeout, and we'll take one with him. 5:56 left here in the Wrangler Hardware second quarter, 17-17 here from Versailles.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wrangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wrangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wrangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
And 32nd time out over, and Indians will take over. And we'll throw a shout out to your boy, the big H man, Harold Feely, listening back at the Ford. And again, whatever he's doing, he was too busy to come with you tonight, but he's listening.
I don't know how I'm going to make it home without him.
Yeah, so we'll give him a little Clay Schmitz. Nice
get
stop.
Ask me to give it
we
to
caught
him.
It on the ground. And ooh, I thought that was definitely an and one there. Nice set play out of the timeout. And Schmidt caught it at the foul line, took one dribble and got it up and in. But that's going to be team foul number five, it looks like, on the Tigers. And
that was on Jared Demands, the 6'2 senior.
Ram will come back, and Gavin Toby will sit down. So Indians will have it out under the basket. Game tied at 17. 5:45 left here in the Wrangler Ace Hardware second quarter. And Indians have led most of the way. They wrestled about halfway through the first quarter, and they've led the entire way since then. Let's see if they can continue that. Martin, boy, throwing into the big fella. I mean, we got to let the big guy eat. There you go.
He's got it now. He's up against the big guy.
And
6'10".
I love it. Up and in. He goes right through the big fella. And Brian Benn, he's got six. Indians with a two-point lead. And Versailles, McElhoney to Matt McElhoney. So back in the game.
Yep, he's back.
You called that. And again, looks at the three. And Noah McElhoney. So we got a third McElhoney.
Yeah, we got three of them in there right now.
That's Scotty's,
what a mess.
That's Scotty's boy. Looks at the top of the key, thinks about it. And I know he can shoot it. He's not very big, but he can shoot it. Again, Indians, top of the key. McElhoney, he'll let it go this time. Left-hand jumper, good. So three-point basket for Noah McElhoney from the top of the key. And now Versailles has the lead back at 20-19. Judy will go to Rammel. Left wing, he'll go to Schmitz. Back up top to Brian Benn. Thinks about the three, and now he says, nope, I'll just take it down the middle and get fouled. Good job by Brian Benn. Way to be aggressive, and that's another foul, and it's going to be on 6'10", Cole Hamilton. That's team foul number six, and Calby, every foul from here out will be free throws.
Absolutely.
For the purple
team. I was just going to say the same thing. We're going to get our free throws here in this first half, and let's roll them in there one time.
Brian Benn will go back to the free throw line. First free throw up, and no good. He split his pair the first time. He's got seven, and the Hall Brothers foul line's been much better to the Indians than previous. Let's see if we can get this one and tie this thing back up. Ben, the 6'5 senior, spins it, no dribbles, up and good.
That one looked better.
Good job by Brian Ben, and he'll get a quick break. Evers will come back in for him. So Ben leaves as the game's leading scorer with eight. Actually, take that back. I think Jones has nine for Versailles.
He's leader for the Indians.
Indians a little three-quarter court pressure. Looking to maybe get a trap around half court. Doing a good job here. Still not across for Versailles. Got to be getting close, and they get across. McElhoney gets it across. And Indians looking to trap, and now they go to the middle. Swing it over. Jones will take the three from the left wing. It's good.
Great ball movement right there. And now Troy Jones has 12 points on the night.
Troy Jones knocks in the left wing three, and it's 23-20 in favor of the Tigers. Indians run their little shuffle offense. They swing it around. And again, Regan Martin, ball knocked out by Jones. And Martin should have kept going. He had a step on him.
He did get him. He did get him. And I think he was worried about that big 6'10 guy coming over to put a block on him. But he kind of backed out and gave enough time for Jones to knock it away.
Judy will trigger it in. In it comes. And shot up and no good. Well, I thought that was, again, good look for Gavin Toby. And they get it quickly down the floor. And ball is dribbled out of bounds. And so Jones was in a hurry, and he fell down on the baseline.
Absolutely.
So turnover will go back over to the Indians. And Indians trying to get back where they were in front. 23-20 Versailles leads. Now they'll go with their little three-quarter court of their own. Judy goes back over to Toby, taking his time. There you go. Now attack. There you go. We get a ram on the middle. Kicks it right wing.
That was Dylan's shot, too.
Thought about the three and then changed his mind. Judy takes it in, spins up, and he got fouled again. So good job by the Indians. Derek Judy didn't settle for the jumper, Calpe. He took it to the lane.
He got fouled. I think it was a foul on number 12, maybe, Troy Jones?
Yep. Jones picks up his first, and Derek Judy will go back to the Hall Brothers foul line where Indians have been pretty successful. Let's see if the senior can knock in a couple. First free throw up and good.
Boy.
His first point of the night. 3:54 left here in the Wrangler Ace Hardware
only
second quarter.
Only one team foul so far for the Indians, and Tigers already at seven, and that number is going up.
Been on that bench a few times where you say, hey, let's go, Zebras, even this thing up.
Even her
and
up.
And generally, what happens? It's usually even by about halftime.
Yeah, it's probably going to happen. Nice job by Derek, 2 for 2 on the line.
Yep, love it. Derek knocks it in, and Grandma Vicky, hope she's listening. Grandpa Dave, I'm not sure they're here. If they're not, boy, tough shot there, up and in. Good job there by Jaden Litton. Hit a tough 10-foot baseline jumper.
First bucket of the night, and Indians been keeping him in check.
Indians in a hurry, and they'll move it. Judy thinks about the three, and he's going to get closer and takes it in and can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound over his back. Oh, he's going to call jump ball.
Whew.
Mercy sakes.
Whew.
boy.
Purple Jim, and white ain't gonna believe that one.
Jim Melton not happy about that. Down, he's got his hands on his hips. Like, whoa, he's yelling at the middle official because, hey, it's not my call, brother.
And that was the 6'10 kid, Cole Hamilton
reaching,
over there?
Yeah, reaching over the top. Right over, Derek had the offensive rebound.
Had him over his shoulders.
So alternating possession will go to the Tigers, and Indians will back up into their man-to-man. 25-22. Versailles leads it. 3.5 minutes left here until halftime. McElhenney's hit 1-3. Thought about it. Now they'll go to the top. Three up and good. Jaden Litton knocks it down.
Went from no points to 5 points in two possessions.
Dang. Schmitty, 10-foot jumper up, no good. Rebound inside to Regan Martin, and he's, now we got another Tiger down. And that looks like the big fella.
Well, I think he went out there to block Schmitty's shot, and I didn't see him actually go down. But
he closed out on the shooter, and Schmitty shot fake. I didn't think he stepped on him.
No, he went right around him. I don't know if he just landed wrong or what.
But bottom line is another Versailles Tigers down. So we'll take a timeout. Tigers lead it, their biggest lead of the night, 28-22, 3:06 left here in the Faller Mechanical. Actually, that was first quarter. How about Wangler Ace Hardware second quarter? We'll take a timeout and be back right after this. Maybe. Freaking out of whack here.
Well, I'll just keep talking.
Yeah.
I'll just keep talking while you're over there screwing around. If we go to a commercial break, we go to a commercial break.
Boy, I mean, the mouse has got like demons. He's jumping all over the place.
Slow.
I'm trying, man.
Looks like they're going to get the big fella up. Looks like number 20 over there. That's Caden Hamilton coming in. I thought Cole Hamilton was out there. So Caden Hamilton is the one, and looks like that might be a knee.
That was Cole Hamilton. That's 30.
Okay. I thought it was 20, but anyhow, he's going off, and he's going to the locker room. So best of luck to that young man.
Well, not sure what the old dealy is over here is with the.
Here comes our boss man. He's coming back. He's going to take a look at this.
Yeah.
See if he can figure it out.
There it was.
He's our engineer.
We got her. We're back.
All right.
We're back. All right, back to action here. Indians have the ball. Down by 6, 28-22, biggest lead of the night for the Tigers. Indians look at their shuffle, goes to the top to Ben. Thought about the three, now he'll swing it over to Toby. Toby looks inside, he'll swing it back to the top to Rammel. Rammel on the left-hand drive, picks it back up, kicks it back out to Toby. And Indians being patient here, 7 or 8 passes. Over to Judy in front of the Versailles bench. Now back up top to Ben, thought about the three. It's good now. And it'll go back to the top. Toby thought about the three. Most passes here for the Indians on the night,
yeah,
Coach.
Very patient right
swinging
now.
Swinging around to Judy. Again, the Versailles claps. And now into Bend it goes. This is just a mismatch right here. That big fella.
Yep.
He can eat all night long.
Yep.
He goes in,
absolutely.
Dribble, drop
to Bend.
You got
to get the big boy. That's
absolutely.
10 for, that's 10 for Brian, and good night for him so far.
So just too easy down there. It's like taking – and you're right. Actually, Cole Hamilton is out there. You were right. It was Caden Hamilton that tweaked the ankle.
I
the
thought
knee.
I saw it was 20, but I couldn't tell as they were heading into the locker room.
4-point lead for the Tigers. Indians trying to get a stop and claw closer. 2:03 left. McElhenney on top. Tries to drive on Martin. Hamilton, the big fella, thought about the three, and now he'll move it. Ball screen on top. Ben does a good job of hedging, but better pass. Up and no good. Missed the layup. Indians bring it down, and here comes Derek Judy. 4-on-3 if he wants to go. Pushes it down the middle. Takes it all the way to the hole. Puts it up and got it.
How about
boy,
that?
Boy, nice job, Derek Judy. Boy, again, using that left hand on the right side of the bucket. You know, the old coach in me says, use that right hand, young man. The bottom line, he got her to go. And they're going to get a foul on the drive.
It'll be foul on 22 on Cale Rammel.
Yeah, it's going to be on Regan Martin. And Indians only have two fouls, and Regan has both of them.
Is that right? They called that on Regan?
Yep, on the drive. Evers will come back in, and Martin will sit down with those two fouls. May have seen him for the last time here in the first half with his two fouls. Again, the Indians only have two. Out top it goes to McElhenney. Swings it to Litton on the right wing. Back to McElhenney. Shot faked, and it was. He lost control of that. Thought maybe it was a double dribble. He's in trouble. Boy.
Okay.
Throws it back out to Jones at the top of the key. Jones is the game's leading scorer with 12. Indians have cut a 6-point lead down to 2. Left wing to Jones. 3 on the way. No good. First time he's missed one, and they're going to call a foul on full recovery.
On Schmitty. I think he was pushing the big guy out of the bucket there. And
so Indians had one foul before this possession. Now they're up to 3. Clay Schmitz will pick up his first foul, third on the team. 1:16 left. In it comes to DeMonge. He'll swing it back across to the top, and Litton will take the long three, and it's no good. And the Indians get the stop. They can tie it up or take the lead with a three. Evers in the corner, thinks about the three, now throw it back out to Judy. In it goes the big fella all day long. Just throw it in there. He missed it, got it again. Oh, my goodness.
Get in
out
there,
to
Dylan.
Evers. He got fouled. He no call there. Boy, Brian Bennett, I just, again, I'm going to, if I'm at halftime, I'm going crazy. Do not throw the ball out, and they're going to call a foul on the drive
on Dylan.
On Evers. And again, Indians, Ben missed it, got his own rebound, had another layup, Calpe, and he threw it back out for the three.
He's got to just say, look, I know this guy's big and tall, but I can just move my body and mush him out of the way and lay it in.
Big fella just needs to eat. He's got 10. Be a little more selfish. So back down, he'll go to the free throw line. He's got two shots. First one up and good. 29-26, 48 ticks left here until halftime. Wrangler East Hardware second quarter. Indians led the most of the first quarter. At the beginning of the second, Versailles, a couple threes in a row, grabbed the lead and pushed it up to six, their biggest lead of the night, and it's back up to four with the second free throw. So you get a McElhoney for a McElhoney. Noah McElhoney will come in for Eli McElhoney. Indians will have the ball with 48 seconds left. Derek Judy bringing across the timeline on the dribble. Guarded by McElhoney. See if Coach Jim Melton will want to hold it for the last one. Inside 40 it goes. Ball screen by Ben. Judy driving. Spin up and no good. Boy, couldn't get the roll. I like the move, but couldn't finish.
Great move. Rebound by Noah McElhoney.
McElhoney's got the ball. Pushes. 26 seconds left. We'll see if Versailles will hold it. No, they won't. Tipped away by Schmidt. Looked like a foul, but no call. Physical just takes it to the hole all the way up and can't get it to go. Boy, did everything but go in.
Wow.
Here we go.
End butt off all the way down there.
End-to-end action. 10 seconds left. Versailles will most likely get the last one this time. So we thought about one more shot. Now they're going to get four. Shot up no good out of the corner. And who knows? Derek's going to get one more.
Seconds.
3, 2, 1. Halftime shot? No. From half court and hit the top of the backboard. So again, 16 interesting minutes, Calpe. 30-26. Tigers lead it at halftime. And Indians, again, kind of end-to-end action.
It's time to pick the pace up.
Amen, brother. And we got to continue to feed the big dog inside. Because I'll tell you what, Brian Benn, the leading scorer, and Cappy will give you scores here in a minute. But again, we'll take a timeout. It's halftime. 30-26 for Sales leads it. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we might be back here.
Absolutely. Sorry about that. Welcome back.
Right. You were busy
Cooper
talking right
Cooper Farms
there.
Halftime show here. Again, pretty exciting first half, Calpe. And again, a little, you know, we said Indians need to pick up the pace a little bit before we went off. I think you got to continue to feed the big guy.
Well, you know what? I think we get it down there to him. He's got to talk to him at halftime and say, look, just you got him by 150 pounds here.
100,000% yes.
So I tell you, I think they'll talk about it. There's no doubt about it. Looks like we got some kind of dance performance out here on the floor.
Got
tonight,
the old Versailles show choir out here tonight. Halftime, give us a little high hopes. I mean, I'm sure Bobby's down there singing at the table.
Oh, yeah, he knows this song. He knows all songs.
Oh, yeah, the guy's a talent.
Well, I tell you what, the Brazales Tigers, they got ourselves a four-point lead here so far in the evening. The Indians did outscore them 15-13 in the first quarter. Bad news is we got outscored 17-11 in the second quarter, and we trailed by 4, 30-26. The Indians are led by Brian Benn with 10 points, and like you said, Jeff, he's got to get in there, and I think he can score pretty much at will. Also for the Indians, Regan Martin, Derek Judy, Clay Schmitz, each has 4 for the Indians. Cale Rammel and Dylan Evers have 2. We need to get Cale going a little bit, maybe knock a couple 3-balls down, and that'll help open that middle up a little bit for us too. Rebounding-wise, the Indians are leading this game 13-10. Derek Judy right now has got 5 rebounds. He's leading the Indians, and Benny's got 3. Nobody really in foul trouble for the Indians. Regan does have a couple, but no big deal. Turnover-wise, Brazales has 6. Indians hanging on to the ball pretty good. I only got them down for 3. Unofficial stats, of course, but we gotta slow down Troy Jones. He's a 5'9" senior. He's leading the game with 12 points, and that little guy, he's got a quick move. He's working without the ball all the time, and he finds himself open, and the team's finding him, and he's knocking him down. Eli Michael Downey with 6. Jaden Linden, he's got 5. We kind of held him in check. He scored all 5 points on back-to-back possessions. They're knocking down their free throws. They're 4 for 4. I'll see what we are. We are 4 for 4, 6 for 6. We're eight for ten.
So. Well, again, the bottom line is we got them in foul trouble. We got there a whole lot more than they did.
Yeah.
But you know and love the lovely Carol Hobbs like I do. And back in the 20 years that I coached, she was a proponent that the team who made more threes was the team who was going to win. So look at that. Look at your board. The threes for the home team versus the threes for the purple team.
Yeah, we haven't knocked one down yet. I don't think
we've only taken a couple.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not. That's not saying that I think we need to. We've turned a few down, but it's not that I think we have to take a bunch, but bottom line is they've hit some threes, and that's why again they're up by four, jump back on top. Pretty decent JV game tonight.
We'll take it down a level. We'll go to the B game, as Radio Rob likes to call it, and the JV come out, and man, they got in the hole early, and they got down by 15 in the first quarter and battled their way back. Ended up being, I mean, I saw them down as many as 20, and they did battle back in the fourth quarter and ended up losing 49-34. For the Indians, they were led that night. I think Troy, I had it somewhere. I don't know what I did with it. Troy Homan had 11 points for the Indians. Ross Pearson had 7, and Rex Leverett had 6. They went up against some big boys, and I was going to tell you a little bit about that. They've got a couple of boys that are 6'8". Let's see. I'm going to find that on here. 6'8" and
6'10".
6'10".
Yeah, actually, Hamilton has played, and both of their brothers.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
They both played in the varsity game, so they probably only played a couple quarters in JV.
But they did, and we struggled with that. You know, Caleb had troubles with them on the inside, and I've said it before. He's going to be a huge part of our team next year, and we're going to need that big body in there because we're dropping 6 seniors, and somebody's got to come in here and pick up some slack. And I think it's for sure probably going to be Caleb coming in with his big body, and he'll have to help us out a little bit to go along with Kale and Owen next year.
But, well, it's nothing I haven't seen before. I mean, you talk about kids played hard. Those kids played extremely hard, and when I got here, they were down 17, and I think they lost by less than 17. So they played even after you said they got in the hole in that first quarter.
Yeah,
they played even basically for 3 quarters. But bottom line is, again, Versailles gets the win in the JV game tonight. Indians play hard but fall. But bottom line is, I always said, when the varsity wins, we all win. So Indians in the locker room getting a little chatter from the coaching staff.
Yeah, nobody back out here. We got 4 minutes here, a little less than 4 minutes to go before the start of the second half. And I think the coaches are in there saying, look, boys, here's the deal. I don't know if we'll try the little lump tempo, but I sure would like to see it.
Yeah, well, we have the athleticism and the guys that can get up and down. And you said it. I mean, Cale Rammel, I don't know what he's averaging on the year, but I guarantee you that it's more than 2.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what he has.
Absolutely.
That's what he has at halftime. And so
a guy
that, again, length-wise and skill-wise, that can get off the bounce and can also knock out the 3. And so
last Saturday night, we played Richmond, came to Fort Recovery.
How was that game?
Because first time we had played that team.
They had a nice club.
They had two juniors, and both are 1,000-point scorers.
Yep, well,
they showed it again. I think they had 22 and 18 against us. But we went up and down the floor, man. It was so fun to watch. We scored 70-some points. We had 45, I think, at halftime, and it's like, man.
Final score.
That's fun to watch. 70-something. think we beat them by maybe 10.
Oh, you beat them?
Yeah, we got them.
That's a good win. Because I told Big Fee that North Ridgemont is a team that we played when Kurt was, when I was coaching junior high at Fairlawn. And the one kid was like 6'3 in the eighth grade.
Yeah,
he had 35 points. I mean,
the kid can put it in the hole.
He's a coach's son.
Yeah.
And so, nice player.
So I ended up talking to the coach a little bit there, and super nice guy. They had come off a win against, I think, Goshen. I think they played Goshen that night before, and they came in 11-6 against us. And, you know, we were right there at 9-9, and we got up and down the floor. It was fun to watch.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, that's MAC basketball. That's the difference between being in the MAC and being in the, you know, the Northwest Conference, or being again, Shelby County basketball is solid, but it's not MAC basketball. And so let's just be honest, and, you know, and again, that's a good win because, again, Ridgemont's got a nice club.
Yeah, I think they'll have a good team. Actually, I think I saw them. I think, Jeff, they're in our
sectional.
I think they're in our, Yeah, they are. They're in the number 7 seed, so they're right behind us. They'll play LCC in the first game. So it would.
And again, that, you know, to me, that's Ridgemont. I see it. That's the girls.
Yeah, I was looking at the girls, but I'm almost sure. Yeah, they're in the number 9 seed. They play Parkway. See, so now, that's probably a good game.
And see, that to me, again, is respect to the MAC is you went to the draw at 500. They went to the draw 5 above 500. And again, yeah, you beat them, but you're the 6 seed and they're the 9 seed.
Yeah.
So that kind of tells you what you're
doing. Well, there's no doubt in my mind that the MAC coaches and stuff was saying, look, we barely beat them. So I think that's where the respect came from. And we got the Indians in. The Tigers back out on the floor. We got about a minute to go. You want to take a quick break?
Absolutely.
We'll be back.
Bottom line, Indians trailing 30-26 at halftime. Cooper Farms Halftime Show for Recovery Radio.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
And welcome back to For Sales. How do you not love Connor Rammel and the Fort Recovery Insurance? Again, they are the sponsors of our third quarter scoreboard tonight. And Indians will have the ball starting the third quarter. Going left to right on your radio dial, it will be Derek Judy. Looks like the starting five for the Indians out there. To Rammel at the top of the key, back to Judy. They'll go Rammel on the flare screen. He had a three, turned it down, drove in, 10-foot jumper up, good. Boy, you called it right there. Absolutely. You got to get the guy going. And his second basket of the night, he's got four, and the Indians cut the lead to two. Jones.
We're going to let that young man take that three if he wants.
Absolutely. Stonebreaker only played about 2 minutes in the first half because he got fouls in the first half. Inside it goes up. DeMonge, no good. Grab it. Benny does. And here comes Regan Martin. Indians on the prowl. They can tie it up or take the lead with a three. Swing it back top. Judy on the left wing, and Regan Martin makes the cut. Back up top it goes to Clay Schmitz. He'll go back to Judy, and they'll reset it. Over it comes to Rammel. He'll get the big ball screen from Ben. Three on the way. No good. Boy, look good from here. Stonebreaker brings it down. That would have given the Indians the lead. Jones, he'll take it down. He'll go to DeMonge. Back up top. DeMonge has it over to McElDowney. Swings to Stonebreaker. Thought about the three. Now it goes to Jones in the corner. Game leading score. Throws it up over top to Stonebreaker. He's in jail down there.
He
did travel. They're going to call a foul on Brian Benn. Don't hate me because I'm just bigger than you. He barely bumped into him. They call a foul. But
Benny looked at him and shit him in his belly.
He said, hey, it's not my fault. He ran into me.
Dude hit me in my belly.
The Indians will go with a flat 2-3 zone here underneath. And, boy, tipped away. Back. And it goes, kick it out, left wing. On the way, no good. And, you got to box out the shooter. Comes right back to him, no good. Indians catch a break there. Judy with another rebound. Looks down the floor, and he turns it over. Boy, good look there. But Jaden Litton showed you some athleticism. He'll take it all the way and lay it in.
turnover number four for the Indians.
32-28. Indians had a chance to tie it or take the lead. Now the lead's back up to four. 6:15 left. Martin turned down the ball screen, drives in, up, and he's going to call it for a travel. Boy, a lot of contact there. Could have gone either way, offense, defense. Instead, Jim just decided to call the travel. Regan looks at him, not sure, and it'll go back over. So two quick turnovers on the Indians. And
or even in that up real quick. 6-5 now in turnover margin.
Versailles with a four-point lead. Right to left they go on the radio dial. Game goes under 6 minutes here in the third quarter. Stonebreaker thinks about the three. And again, being a coach's son, I bet he spent a lot of time in the gym. He could probably shoot that three, but changed his mind. Back up to Jones. Now to go to Stonebreaker again. Well, he wants to fire it. Demange, 17-foot jumper, up and good.
Man, they're feeling it, ain't they?
Jared Demange. Demange.
Give him four.
34-28. Leads back to six for Indians. Need to stay, keep it close here. Toby inside to Schmidt. Up and play. No good. Missed it, but there's going to be a foul on the play. Good pick and roll there.
Yeah, well, it was good. I think it's foul on Stonebreaker again. Might be his third. I can't.
Usually on the football field, it's the other way around. You got Schmitty throwing it to Gavin Toby. That time it was Gavin Toby that found Schmitty underneath. And so Clay will go back to the free throw line. I think he knocked in his first
Clay's
two.
Clay's two for two so far.
Free throw up, and we put the old jinx on him.
Yeah, we did.
Missed it. He can get the Indians within five here. Stonebreaker picks up his third foul. He'll go sit down. Jacob Litton back in the ballgame, the 6'4 senior. Clay Schmitz will have one more. 4 points on the night. Now he's got five. Tiger lead 34-29. 3:37 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Jeff Hobbs and the mayor, Dave Cow, bringing it to you. It's been a good one so far. Let's hope the Indians can find a way to get out of here with a MAC victory tonight.
Absolutely.
McAdowney, top of the key, goes to Jones. The game's leading scorer, pick and roll. Demange inside, too easy.
Nice play like that right there. And that was too easy, is right.
The old pocket pass there. Demange knocks it in. He's got two baskets in a row. He's got six. And the lead is to seven, the biggest of the night. Big fella hasn't really touched it much on the block. Now he does. They take it inside. Now he'll throw it back out. Margaret thought about the three. Now it goes back inside. Inside, outside. I like it.
Get in there, Rick.
Ooh, almost banked it in. Gavin Toby almost banked it in from the top of the key and no good. And here comes Demange, and there's going to be a foul outside. And they're going to call Clay Schmitz for the reach in at the top of the key. And I don't really like the way the tempo is going right now.
Again, no, we need to get her going.
Brian Bench is too unselfish in there, Cal. He catches it and throws it right back outside instead of making a move.
Always got his back to the bucket right now. He needs to get turned one time and see what's behind him.
Clay Schmitz will sit down. In comes Evers for him. Baseline out of bounds. Jones will trigger it for the Tigers. Inside, Demange shot up and good. But Jim Melton might need a timeout here. I won't let this one get away from you. It's nine right now.
Absolutely going the wrong direction.
Martin in the corner, swings it back to Rammel. To Ben, all the way around, it goes to Gavin Toby. Gavin will drive, now he hands it off to Rammel. Drives all the way in, lays it up and good. Nice job there, Cale Rammel, and that's what you want one of your best players to do. Stop that bleeding. 38-31.
Back to seven.
At 4.5 minutes. Jones will walk it across the timeline, now between the circles. Regan Martin gets up and gets a little closer. He'll go right wing to Litton, down to Demange. To Jones in the corner. Back up top to McAdowney. Good patience here. And good job there. Oh, knocked it away. It's going to be out of bounds. And good job
nice
there.
Nice job, Gavin.
Gavin Toby, good hands. He knocked it away from McAdowney off his leg and out of bounds. And Indians will get it back, and they can trim this lead.
A good time for three ball right here.
Yes,
get our
sir.
First one in there.
Haven't
I don't
had
think
one
we
tonight.
Made one yet.
I'm with you, brother. Good call. Regan Martin, top of the key, goes to Rammel. Swings it to Toby around. All the way down in the corner. Now inside to the big fella. Go to work, big dog. And boy, got blocked from behind. So yeah, I like it, though. Keep going. Here comes McAdowney on the push. Kicks it back outside. Demange. Three on the way. Good.
Wow.
Boy, right now, they are just knocking it out. Jim Melton will call timeout. So,
down 10.
Biggest lead of the night, 41-31 for Versailles. Again, they've just beat us up from the perimeter. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Good timeout by Jim Melton. Let's see if he can turn the tides here. Indians will bring it down 10. Goes down the corner. Out top it goes to Judy. He'll drive it in, throw it out to the corner. Toby thinks about the three. He'll go to Regan Martin. Three there, on Regan. The way. No good. Right off the back iron. And good rebound down. And they're going to call foul from Gavin Toby on the reach in. Boy, good look though, Calpe. I mean, that's what you want. I mean, Regan got a great look from the top of the key. Just hit it straight off
just
the back.
Just can't get one. We're 0-for here on the three balls.
Indians will pick up the three-quarter court pressure, and I like it. Three fouls on the Indians. Only one on Versailles so far. And if you remember, Versailles had a lot more fouls in the first quarter. McEldowney brings it against one-on-one pressure from Derek Judy. Good matchup there. Good pressure. Moving around to Jones. Over in the corner goes to Chase McEldowney. Just so many, a lot of McEldowneys out there. I think he got four of them out there. He could have four. Left-handed shot up. No good. Rebound by Derek Judy. McEldowney missed it. Judy rebounded. Here comes Cale Rammel. Right wing, he goes pushing hard. Boom. Evers almost out of bounds. Three ball on the way. Got it,
baby.
Bingo, bango, bongo. Indians needed that one big time. Evers knocks in the three. Let's see if that'll give the Indians a spark. 41-34. Kicks it down. McEldowney thought about the three. Now he'll kick it back out and they'll set it up. They hand check, yep. Gonna get Derek. Gonna get Derek Judy on the hand check. Be his first. Yep, first foul on Judy. Fourth on the team. Dylan Evers knocks in the first three, and we've been begging for one. Let's see if that'll maybe open the door. 41-34, Versailles leads it. 2:43 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Martin guards the ball. Jones out top. Closely guarded, and they're still out. There's a five count. That's what we like.
Absolutely.
Attaboy, Denny. Good call. So 5 seconds, just sitting out there dribbling. It was Jones, and Regan kept the pressure on him.
Regan was within 5 feet. Easy.
Oh, for sure. So turnover. Let's see if the Indians can add on. 41-34, they trail. Dylan Evers just knocked in a three last time. Let's see if the Indians can build on that. Toby, left wing, back out to Judy. He'll run at the corner to Martin. Looking inside. Regan all the way across. Derek Judy, three ball on the way. No good. Rebound over to Gavin Toby. They'll get it. Indians will get a second look. Toby pushes hard. Back in the corner to Evers. Thinks about the three. Now closely guarded. He'll take it to the hole. I like it. Jump it up. Oh, good handoff and up and no good. But Cale Ram will be fouled.
All
so
right.
He'll go
all
back right to the Hall Brothers free throw line, and he can cut into this lead.
Yeah, let's put him in.
So good job there, Evers, on the little pocket pass to Ramon. Oh, they're not going to give him free throws on there. Are you kidding me?
Oh, how could he not?
Mercy's sake. So they'll say the common foul, and Indians will take it out on the baseline. In it comes to Ramel. He'll get the back screen. He'll run through, and that'll go over to Judy. They're looking for Ramel inside, and I like it. Throw it up to Cale. Big fella. Got bodied for sure.
Yeah,
there's a foul there. Absolutely. Going to get Chase McEldowney. That's 5'11 against 6'4. So foul starting to mount up now. That's three on Versailles, four on the Indians.
A little under two to go here in the third quarter.
Judy will trigger it in. In it goes to Martin. Thought about the three. Now he goes to Evers. Dylan going to make a move. One dribble. He'll kick it across. Toby, three ball on the way. No. And they're going to keep, they're going to be foul here. Nope, they're going to call a foul on Cale Ramel. And Cale went hard to the glass, and I like it, but that could have gone either way. So, Gavin Toby, another good look. Indians are getting a lot of good looks from the three, and Clay Smith
not
will
knocking
come,
him down.
Clay Smith will come back in. He will give Cale Ramel a quick blow, and I think that's Cale's first foul.
Yeah, nobody in foul trouble for the Indians. Regan's the only one with two so far.
Indians will go with the full court pressure. It's like man-to-man pressure. They're going to throw the home run, and Noah McEldowney in. He will miss it. Boy, good
goodness.
Job. Derek Judy did a good job of containing without fouling. Indians come right back. And, oh, no! They turn it over again.
Yep, threw it over his head.
Regan Martin threw it over the head of Dylan Evers, and he probably had a layup if he catches it. Indians catch a break on the home run, but then they turn it right back over to the Tigers. Full court pressure, man-to-man. Into McEldowney. That'll go to Jaden Litton. He'll bring it up on his own. Through the circle he goes, being guarded by Toby.
He threw it out of bounds. Good job by Gavin.
Gavin Toby, again, being a pass here on the defensive
side. He was in his grill right there and made him work, and he just did a quick turnaround and just popped the ball right out of bounds.
I'm with you. Brian Benn back in the game, and now let's go to the big fella. A minute and a half left here, and Brian had 10 at halftime. He still has 10. He's only touched it a couple times, and he's been the guy with the quick trigger throwing it back out. So I would have been over there if I'm Jim Melton saying, hey, big dog,
make
a little dribble drive and knock it in. Regan, three ball on the way, in and out, man. No good. And stay here. Yes, sir. So, again, tipped out of bounds, and I think Jacob Litton touched it last, so Ram will come back in, a little offense-defense substitution. I like it. Get him back in the game, and the Indians will have the ball out on the baseline. Been 41-34 for a while. 1:17 left here in the third quarter.
Cale's going to knock one home here.
Indians looking to try to get closer. Biggest deficit was 10. It's 7 right now. Top of the key, Cale Ramble. He called it and missed it short. Rebound to Regan Martin. No good. Judy thought about the three. Now he'll dribble in. Martin inside to Ben. Brian Ben lays it in.
There we go.
It's just too easy. It's like taking candy, boys. We got to go to the big fella. They cannot guard him in there. He's got 12. Inside a minute. Lead back to 5. See, the Indians can get a stop and a score before the end of the third. McEldowney. Left wing goes to Litton. A good job there. Jump off his leg.
Off his leg.
Stolen away by Ramble. He throws it off
nice
the leg.
Job,
good
Cale.
Job. Indians get the turnover. So
turnover number 10 on the night for the Tigers.
Good job there. Clay Smith's got a hand on it. A good trap here in the corner right in front of the Versailles bench. And so Indians got a chance to chisel into this lead. It was 10. Now it's 5. 41.8 left here in the third. Judy will bring it down. He'll go across the timeline. Clock runs under 40 seconds. He'll go over to Toby. Toby thought about it. Now he goes to Judy. Kick it to the right wing. Martin drives in. Goes all the way in.
Oh, great
goes
pass.
To Clay Smith. Up. He missed the layup. Mercy sakes. Boy, great play there by Martin. Handed to Clay Smith. And I think he had an easier shot than he thought.
Yeah, I thought he thought. He thinks he was going to get clobbered there, and he didn't.
Yep, so he rushed it. So now it'll go back over to the Tigers. 26 seconds left here in the quarter. Indians will go with the full court pressure. And it comes to Litton. He'll go back over to DeMonge, and he'll bring it across, guarded by Gavin Toby. And Gavin's done a nice job. He's turned him over a couple times. DeMonge will go to McEldowney. 15 seconds left.
Yeah, I got to say, they're going to go for one.
Try to get the last one. Up top to Stonebreaker. Hadn't been in much. A lot of fouls. Oh, boy, good touch there. Derek Judy almost got the ball. McEldowney to Jones. Top
down
of the
five.
Key. 5 seconds. They got to get going. McEldowney jump shot up, and it's blocked. And there's 0.2 left here. They got a tip. That was a block. So 0.2 left here, so it has to be a tip. So Indians need to guard that basket. It has to be a tip shot. It can't be a catch. No, that can't count. That can't count. Yep, and they got it right. So we got 3 in the books.
Man.
40. Yep, we got some work to do, Calvin.
Yeah, we had a chance there to get it down maybe to 2, but turn it over.
8 minutes left. Indians down 5. We'll take it to the fourth quarter. Let's see if the Cal Pharmacy, got to love those people at Cal Pharmacy, see if they can bring it home. Indians trail 41-36. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
And welcome back. Jeff Hobbs and Dave Kalb. We brought it to you. 8 minutes left. Indians trail by five. They go to a little 1-3-1 trap here to start the fourth quarter for Sales basketball. Indians, oh, they almost got the run through there. Gavin Toby down in the corner. Stonebreaker up and in. Boy, good job there for Sales. Almost turned it over, Kalb, and then they get the layup.
Well, we went to that 1-3-1, and we like to do that. It seems like we do it all the time in the start of the fourth quarter, and they just happened to break it and get an easy bucket.
Lead goes back to seven. Judy, baseline, Rammel, corner. Thought about the three, but pass was a little bit errant. Martin on the top, and then Jim Melton will call timeout. So didn't like what he saw, so he'll take a timeout. 32 seconds here into the fourth quarter. 43-36. Indians trail. We'll take a timeout and be back right after this.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenster from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week.
And thanks to Tin Cupboard for all their sponsorship before Recovery Radio. Here we are, back to action, short commercial. Judy drives in, spins, and up and good. Good job by Derek.
Nice
Judy.
Job by Derek.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Showed you some strength there, and his athleticism gets it in. Indians will press. 43-38, back to five. 7 minutes and 10 seconds. Jones breaks the press when Judy was coming from behind. And Regan Martin puts pressure on Jones out the top. They'll continue to move the ball. Indians going to get in their grill a little bit here. Got to get up. They've got Indians have five team fouls. But bottom line is you need to turn that tempo up a little bit here. 7 minutes
and
counting.
Get on,
Regan. They're not even counting. He was closer. Litton on the corner. Gets the pick and roll. Takes it to Jones. Cross screen for Stonebreaker. Inside, they'll go to him. And he hadn't been in much. Big sophomore. He's had a lot of foul trouble.
Yeah, he got in trouble with the big guy, Benny.
Over to Demange. Up to McElDowney. Indians will switch. Good. Oh, almost had a turnover. Oh, they called timeout. Boy, Versailles' coach saw that. Looked like it was going to be trouble.
That was a good timeout by their coach.
Yeah, because Indians doing a good job picking up the pressure. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back. Indians trail by five here in Versailles.
This is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Fort Recovery Insurance knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
The Kalb Pharmacy fourth period scoreboard says 43 for the bad guy, 38 for the Indians. 6:36 left here. Indians need to continue to pick up this pressure.
Well, we got to stay right on them here and maybe get a turnover, force a turnover, get, you know, this club is 7-14 coming into this ball game. They're hungry for a victory, and they're showing it.
Four timeouts left for Versailles. Two left for the Indians. Getting pressured out on the corner. Oh, good job by DeMonge. I thought that was going to be a turnover. Big foul. They're going to reach in. They're going to get Schmitty on the reach in. And that's going to be team foul number six on the Indians. And that will be number three on Clay Schmitz. And Stonebreaker got outside with the ball. And Clay reached around the old YMCA move there.
It's still too early for that.
I agree with that. Don't need to foul.
Don't need to reach around.
And to get it in. Boy, last McElDowney on the drive, and he'll go right in. Good job there by Regan Martin cutting off the drive. Out top it goes to Litton. And oh, almost another turnover, and it is. Oh!
Oh,
I thought that was a double tip there. Derek Judy.
All over the floor.
All
right
over
now.
McElDowney. And again, Indian athleticism showing up here, and they've got plenty of that. And it goes in the backcourt to Litton. Gail Rammel will pick him up. Oh, that's over and back. Oh, my goodness. That was over and back.
Nobody said a word, did they?
Nope. They'll go to McElDowney. Again, good pressure out there by the Indians. Don't foul. Don't foul. Oh, and they almost get another one. Boy, Indians getting a ton of almost. Let's see if the Indians can run through a passing lane here and get a steal. Clock running inside 6 minutes. 5:52 left. McElDowney to Jones. They take a little air out of the ball. They're only up by five. Not like they're up 15.
Regan's doing a good job on Jonesy this half. Held him in check. No points so far.
And that's going to be another foul, so it's going to send Stonebreaker to the free throw line.
Clay's fourth foul.
It's going to be four on Clay, so he will probably take a seat here, and it'll be Dylan Evers that'll come in and get him. And Stonebreaker will go to the free throw line. He'll have 1-1. Team foul number 7 on the Indians. Brian Benn also back in. Gavin Toby will sit down.
So far, Verzale's 4-for-4 on the line tonight.
See, we put the kibosh on him here at the All Brothers free throw line. The big sophomore, three dribbles, lets it go. Nothing but net. So good job there. And gets his first point of the night.
No, he's got a couple. He's got four. That's five
okay.
for him, I think.
I guess I should look at the board. You're right. He has five, two baskets. First free throw of the night. Second free throw on the way. No good. Brian Benn will rebound it. So see if the Indians can take advantage of that here. Judy all the way in. Lays it up and good. Showed you some athleticism there. Derek Judy hung in the air. Put it in with his left hand. 44-40. 5.5 left. Indians will press. Regan Martin. Jones will try to bring it up on his own. Let's see if they get a run and jump here. Ball screen, the backcourt.
Who's they going to call that foul?
Regan. Boy, that looked like it could have been a moving screen on DeMond.
I'm shaky on that call right there.
That's a really, it's either a no call or an offensive foul.
That's a no call in my book.
Set the ball screen in the backcourt and almost just like ran into Regan.
Yeah, that was shaky.
So DeMond will go to the free throw line. He's got 11. He's had a nice second half. Free throw up and easy, good. 45-45, 21 left here in the fourth quarter. Indians trying to claw back in this one.
Got it down to four there.
DeMond's second free throw, no good. So let's see if the Indians can build on this. Splitting the pairs are the Versailles Tigers. Ram will take it all the way in, and he lays it up and no good, but he was fouled on the drive, and that's only foul number four on the Tigers. So good take there by Kale. And baseline out of bounds for the Indians.
We need a bucket here and get this down to three, maybe two.
Derek Judy looks over to Jim Melton. Let's see what they get here. Inbounds to Martin. Look inside to the big dog. Yep, go to the big. Rammel goes over to Evers, to Martin. There we go. Feed the guy. Feed him. Lefty three on the way is no good. Indians can't get the offensive rebound. There's a layup if they wanted to throw it ahead, but they didn't. Derek Judy took that three and missed it. Indians have 1-3 on the night. And
Dylan Evers, the only one to get him one.
Indians need to, again, get after it here on the defensive end. Pressure up. Stonebreaker. Hand it off to Jones. He's got a layup.
Wide open layup.
And he got it. Just a breakdown there. He turned the corner on the handoff. And the Indian trail by seven. And it goes to Judy. He'll swing it around. Regan Martin on the blow by. Up and he's fouled. So he'll go back to the Hall Brothers free throw line.
Foul on Jones right there, I believe.
Yep. So Troy Jones will pick it up, the 5'9 senior. That's his third.
He's their leading scorer with 14 so far in the ballgame.
Regan Martin. He's got four on the night. Let's see if he can get him away with six and get this lead back to five. First free throw up and no good. Boy, bounced off. I was going to bounce in. Yeah, iron unkind. And so Toby will come back in for a little more pressure. Ben will sit down. 47-40. 4:30 left here in the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter. Regan Martin, two dribbles, lets it go. No good. Boy, that was a bad miss that time off the left side. And so Indians go 0 for 2 on the free throw line.
Camp.
Tip ball by Cale Ramble goes out of bounds on the into the Versailles crowd, and that's where they'll take it in. 4:27 left. 47-40. Versailles looked at the long throw and no good. And oh my goodness, just standing there getting Gavin's like, what'd I do? And the guy's gonna call it on Derek from behind.
Well, Derek was holding on to him. I saw him pull it on his jersey and they didn't see that one. But
so McIldanny, that would be Eli McIldanny. 5'11 junior, go to the free throw line. I think it's his first time there tonight. No dribbles, lets it go. And it, boy, nice soft bounce there. That's the old home.
Is that the same one? Is that number four?
It is.
Well, he's actually 5-for-5.
And there you go. Well, there's like seven McIldannys out there.
I know. There's so many of them.
So he's 5-for-5, and he'll have one more, and he can build the lead back to 9.
He sure don't look like the same shot he had in the first.
Second free throw also
six
good.
For six.
So McIldanny will come for McIldanny. Noah will replace Eli. 49-40.
Back to a 9-point lead. Man, we had it down to
had
four.
Had it down to four,
ago.
Yep, with the ball. We'll see if Indians can, again, find a way to claw back here. They'll bring Ben back in for Toby. Offense for defense. Martin to Rammel. Three on the way.
Baby.
No good. Left it short. Good rebound there by Derek Judy. Jump hook up. No good. He missed that one. And they're going to probably call a jump ball. That's going to be jump ball. That should be Indian basketball. Yes, it is. So boy, good play inside. Big Brian Benn reached in and tied it up. So the Indians will get it on the alternating possession. Trailing by 9. Need to score here to trim on this lead.
Need one quick.
Into Evers. He'll go to Martin. Rammel on the double screen. Takes it to the hard to the hole. Lays it up and good.
Oh,
boy, good offensive play
right
there. Timeout, Jim Melton. 49-42, 3:58 left here in regulation. Indians only have one timeout left. We'll take one with them. You're listening to the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter on Fort Recovery Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kalp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes warts, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And welcome back to historic Versailles, Ohio. Indians trail by 7 at 49-42, halfway through the fourth quarter. Still got plenty of time, Calpy.
We got time to get back in it here, but we got to go.
Got to get some stops and scores. Indians will go with a three-quarter court pressure. Let's see if they can get a trap around half court. Versailles struggling in the backcourt. Demange, he's in trouble.
I don't know what count
and
they're
at. He got it across. Boy, not by much. I tell you what. Ball goes back outside. Indians again, and we'll rat it up a little bit here in the half court to get after man-to-man pressure. Clock is on. About a five count.
About a five count.
Oh, and I mean, geez, turned the clock off. Still, they go over to McElDowney, looking inside for Stonebreaker, and he'll go to Demand. She'll take it in, a little short shot up and no good. Should have passed that one.
All right, but here we go.
Indians get the stop they needed. Here comes Judy. Got to add to it. Toby thought about the three, and now he'll drive down and turns it over. Boy, he was looking for that corner-to-corner pass that's been good to the Indians, but again, haven't gotten any threes. Jones will take it all the way in. Now Demand will back it up. He'll hand it back to Jones in the corner. Versailles running clock. Indians had a chance for a trap there. Out top it goes to Litton. Ball tipped. It'll go to McElDowney. He dribbles it in. He'll lay to Stonebreaker. He lays it up and in. That's a good play by Noah McElDowney.
That's there. A killer right there.
McElDowney, a 5'10 junior, drove in and penetrated and handed off to the big fella for a layup and a foul. And that'll be 10 fouls on the Indians. So all fouls now will be two shots going forward for the Versailles Tigers. Stonebreaker will go to the free throw line, and he can give them equal their biggest lead of the night. They'll be down 10. Free throw up and good. 52-42, 3 minutes left. Indians got to go. Judy, he'll push it down to Regan Martin. Three, long three on the way from the corner's good. So he makes the three, and the Indians, again, you're going to need a couple more of those. It's only their second of the night, and the first for Martin. He's got eight, and the Indians will press. And can they get a turnover in the backcourt?
Smith's going to get
almost
the fifth
foul by Clay Schmitz, for sure. Litton will get it, and he'll slow it down. He just holds the ball out at midcourt. Derek Judy says, I got him. Litton will drive it in, and he'll lay it up and good. Boy, just, again, you kind of bait him into going, and then he goes all the way and lays
it
in.
Gave him a lane, and he took it, so why not?
Martin, same three on the way. No different result. Good rebound there inside, but Martin thought about another three, and then go inside to Ben, the big fella. Take it up and in. He got it. Boy, again, all day long, they just go into that big fella, and Stonebreaker picks up the foul, and that's going to be his fourth. He can't believe it. But, again, big Brian Ben will go back to the Hall Brothers free throw line. He can cut this lead with the clock stop down to 6, and that's what the Indians need to do.
Well, absolutely. We talked about it at halftime. We got to feed number 41, Brian Ben, and he's only picked up, that's his first bucket?
Second. At 10 at halftime, he's got 14. Needs his free throw, though. We got to, again, keep chipping away with that clock stop. Free throw up and good. And he'll come out, and Bramble will come in, lead back down to 6. 2:16 left, plenty of time. Indians, again, will press.
You need a quick turnover
here. Yes, you do. Play again and play hard without fouling. And Ramble knocked away.
It went off, and
they're going to say it was off Kale, but yeah. Again, good job there. Kale
tried to sell it.
Sure did. I was buying.
Hey, I was taking a look. Yeah.
Indians with a full court press. They got to watch.
Here could have come off his foot.
Watch for the home run here. And again, it comes to Litton. And they're going to call Kale Ramble on the block. And that'll send Litton to the charity stripe. And he'll have two. 11th team foul. Brian Ben will check back in, and so will Clay Schmitz in between free throws. Litton He is a 6'1 junior. He's got 9 points on the night. He'll get two free throws here. 2:13 left here in the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter. And he's got it back to six, 54-48. He at least a split here. First free throw up and good. Wholesale substitutions. Three come for both teams. Ben will come back in and Clay Smith will come in. Evers and Toby will leave for the purple. Litton. Second free throw on the way. And back like the first, eight. It's good. Lead is eight. Judy on the push. He's got Regan Martin. Left wing. Three on the way. No good. Left it short. Derek Judy on the glass. It's going to be a tie-up probably. That's going to be Versailles basketball. So Regan Martin hit his first one, and he's had three that look just the same as the first one, and he couldn't get any of them to go just in.
Can't get them to drop.
Nope. So we'll go offense, defense. Toby will come back in, and Evers will come back in. Ben and Schmidt will leave.
Say, I'm just not. I'm not excited about our mojo we got on the floor tonight. It's not exciting to watch here tonight.
And the Indians again getting after Derek Judy, Noah McEldown. He pushing hard. He pushed off there, and they give him the timeout. Noah McEldown. He used the off arm there.
Could have been a foul.
Is it going to be a 30-second timeout or full timeout? Looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we'll take a quick one with them. You're listening to 4 Recovery Radio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
If you're listening to us tonight, it's been a good one. Versailles Tigers holding on to an 8-point lead right now. And if you're hungry, you can still give Miracle Lanes a call. Once you've been to the pizza buffet lately?
Had her today.
Absolutely correct. Well done. Well played, young man. Indians need some defense. They need to stop here. 1:56 left. Versailles struggling. They're going to foul the big guy. And so that looks like almost like an automatic foul. Maybe Jim Belton said we're going to play the foul game here. And
foul 34. Foul the big guy.
Yep. Send Stonebreaker back to the free throw line. He's been fairly successful
two for
there.
3.
So let's see. Indians will bring in their offensive subs here. And again, I think Versailles is doing a lot of the same. They're doing a little defense offense themselves.
Well, they want their ball handlers in there, I think, sometimes. And, they may take this big boy out here if he misses these free throws, but nope.
Connor Stonebreaker, the big sophomore, knocks in the first. He's got 9 on the night. Also has 4 fouls. I'm betting he's coming out because they don't want him to foul out. He's got somebody at the table waiting. He'll come in if the free throw goes. Ben and Schmitz come back for the Indians. 1:55 left here. Indians trail by 9. Free throw up and no good. Rebound down to Schmitz. Here comes Judy on the push. Indians got to go. Either need threes or layups. Schmitz thought about the 3. Now takes it all the way, lays it up and in. Indians won't use that last time out. They'll press. Into McEldowney. There's a trap opportunity, and Cale Ramble gets the steal, and up and good. And again, Indians now, they'll press again. Lead back down to 5. Let's see if Versailles calls timeout.
And they do.
Boy, big play there. The long arm of Cale Ramble knocked
absolutely
it down, grabbed
absolutely
it, put it in. Thought he might have got fouled too, Cal.
Could have been
no
an
ball.
And 1.
So we'll go with the 60-second timeout here. We cut the lead from 10 to 5. Let's see if the Indians got a
22 seconds.
Let's see if they got a miracle left. 1:34 left. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Full Recovery Radio.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And thank Sports and Performance and Fitness and Wellness, all the sponsors that make Fort Recovery Radio what it is. Cal Pharmacy, fourth quarter scoreboard, 57-52. Indians back within five. Cal, we need another stop.
I tell you what, right now would be a quick, you know, either a stop or quick foul, and you might, what, give 10 seconds?
Yep, not much. You're going to try to get in the backcourt, and he looks long, and DeMond changed. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's a walk.
Travel.
He traveled. Yes, sir.
All right.
He called it.
He did travel. Absolutely.
He dragged the pivot foot. And tell you what, probably should have gone long. They had Litton long and turned
it
down.
He looked, but he didn't throw it.
Nope. And so he took a crazy cross-court pass under the Indian basket, and he's got a chance to cut into this lead. No time came off the clock. 1:33 left. Indians still with one timeout. Ben and Schmidt come back in the game. We'll see if we get another quick shot here. Ramble, three ball. Boy, he thought about it, and he got close to 10-footer up. No good. Oh, my goodness. That would have been big.
That's going to be a foul on Benny.
Oh, mercy sakes. Cale probably should have taken the three.
He had, an open look
he had a good look, and he turned it down, got himself to 10 feet, and couldn't get it to go. And so
he gave a head fake and went around and kind of leaned into that shot. You know, he didn't have a good set. And
so Regan Martin picks up the foul, his fourth, and that'll send DeMange back to the free throw line. 57-52. First free throw up and good. DeMange is 6'2 senior, and he looks like it and acts like it. He's got 13, and he'll have one more. Boy, that would have been huge.
It would have been huge. That's long.
Second free throw. Put the kibosh on. Good job. Here come the Indians. Trailing by six. Need to get to the basket for a quick one. Benny, he'll take it all the way in, lay it up, and that's a foul. That's a block. No way. That's a horrible call. That is a horrible call.
They called
Brian Ben on the charge, and that's a horrible call. That could have been and one, and Jim Melton pleads his case, and I agree with you, Jim. That was a horrible call. That's a good official, but that's a horrible call. It'll be a turnover back over to Versailles. 58-52, 1:19 left here in the fourth quarter. Ben will sit down, as will Clay Smith, and they'll go offense, defense, back in. In it comes the Stonebreaker.
Got a foul.
He's trying to foul. Now you might as well reach in and try to take it. They will finally call it. Evers will pick up the foul. It'll be his third.
Man, we had our shot there.
Yes, we did. Mercy. So Stonebreaker will go back to the free throw line where he's been pretty good tonight, the big sophomore. His 9 points on the night. He'll have two free throws. 1:15 left here, 58-52. 6'5 sophomore, eyes it, flies it, good. 59-52.
Good game for that young man. Hats off to him. He's got 10 points.
He's going to be a good player. You can tell, again, coach's son, Jackie Stonebreaker, his mom, the longtime girls basketball coach here at Versailles, very ultra successful. Second free throw also. Oh, in and out, no good. He needs to catch a break here. Let's see. We need a three ball. Three ball and use that last time out. Derek, Regan Martin, three on the way. One time, no. Regan Martin.
Rebound by Cale.
Cale Ramel put it in. So he offensive rebound. Don't foul kick. Cale's got, he's only got two. Actually, I think it's Regan's got four. So they're going to get a foul, looks like, on Cale. He picked up the loose change there, laid it up and in, got it back to five. And again, Indians continue to extend this game.
Man, we just
had a couple opportunities. Can't get closer than five. The DeMondrels go back to the free throw line. He's got 13 points on the night, and that foul was on Cale Ramel, his third. First free throw up and good. 60-54. And they'll go offense, defense. Jacob Litton will come in, and Stonebreaker will sit down with his four fouls. DeMange on the free throw line by himself. Four Indians. Free throw up and good. It rattled, but it went. See if they can let it roll here. Now here comes Derek Judy. Got to go in a hurry. Got to take it. That's a block. You got to call a foul there.
No
fella.
Call.
That's a train wreck. You got to call something.
Yeah, nothing and, called there. And now Regan goes down on the ground. It's getting rough, getting physical.
Boy, I mean.
They're going to call a foul on Cale.
Mercy.
Any trouble here.
Yep, Derek Judy drove it in, spun. I mean, it looked like a train wreck inside. No call. It's either a charge or a block, and I think it was a block, but no call. So back to the free throw line go the Versailles Tigers. Jaden Litton trying to build on a 7-point lead. Free throw up and good. Lead is 8. 49.5 ticks left. Indians still with one timeout, trailing by 8.
We need a 3-ball in this possession like nobody's business.
See if we can get a missed free throw to start. Litton, 3 dribbles and a spin, shot up and good. Now here comes Judy. Got to go in a hurry. He's pushing on the fly across the timeline. He'll go all the way in. He'll lay it up and no good. And boy, I tell you what, they are contesting like crazy and they're not calling a foul. They finally call one on the rebound. Derek got the rebound and gets fouled.
Unofficially, that's his 10th rebound of the night for Derek.
And I'd say you're probably right on the money. because that's what you are. Perfectly square, plumb.
I'm with you, brother.
Derek, got to have these. Clock
I might have put a hash mark where I shouldn't have.
Down by 9. First free throw for the senior is no good. Off the side of the rim. And Indians have not been able to help themselves again in the second half at the free throw line like they did in the first. And they, again, only have a couple three-ball makes tonight. And that's just, you know, we think Versailles unofficially probably has about 9 or 10. And that's just the difference. Second free throw up and good. 8-point lead. Fly through by Toby. And DeMond will push it down and looking for a foul. And now they call it. They're going to call it on Gavin Toby.
I believe Gavin's going to get that one.
Gavin will pick up his third.
Gavin with a big goose egg on the points tonight, which is a little uncommon for our senior, and I think he's a little frustrated down there. And it's one of those nights, Gavin. Hang in there, brother.
DeMond will go back to the free throw line. We said it early, Calpe. I mean, it's a tough place to win. And again,
no question.
Don't worry about the record. Throw that out the window. 7-14. They played like a better team than that tonight. DeMond will miss. He misses the first free throw. So maybe he can miss a pair for us.
We'll take it.
63-55, 34.8 left here. Indians still with one timeout. Probably going to burn it next time they score a bucket. Free throw up and good. 64-55. Kale Rammel on the push. Almost need three balls. He pulls up from deep and got it. And Coach Melton won't call a timeout. They're going to continue to let it run here. So Indians in the full court pressure in the trap. They'll call the foul. It'll be on Regan Martin. That'll be 5 on Regan. Jim Melton decided not to call that last time out. I think I would have called it there and stopped that clock. But so 5 fouls on Regan Martin. He will check out tonight. The senior will go out with 7 points.
7 points.
Played very hard. Again, as you would expect from that senior.
4 rebounds. Worked his tail off. Couldn't get, you know, he got 1-3 to go for us. And then he had so many right of theirs,
yep.
You know.
So Litton will go back to the free throw line. First free throw, good. They've been solid from there here down the stretch.
He's 5 for 5. Give him 14 for the night.
Indians have played the foul game, and Versailles has done the job at the line. Free throw up and good. He rattled it, but it went home. Here comes Kale on the push. Inside 20. Got to go. He goes hard to the hole, and that's a foul, no call. Derek will go back to Kale. 3 ball on the way. No good. Rattled out. No foul here. No sense foul now. Just let it go. 10 seconds left. Litton will bring it across, and they'll just hold it. Again, good ball game tonight. Versailles better than 7-14. They're going to get a victory. 66-58 will be the final. And congratulations to Versailles Tigers. They get a win tonight. And again, Indians will be out again tomorrow night. They'll be at home. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with a post game right after this.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $20 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is preferred, so call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to pre-register today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
And welcome back to the Miracle Lane postgame show. Jeff Hobbs and Dave Kalb. We called it for you here tonight from Versailles. And Kalby, bottom line, it is play hard as always. But Versailles just knocking down too many threes, and they made enough free throws down the stretch to get it done.
It was one of those games where, we talked about it. It's not easy to come in here and get a victory. But I really felt like our boys needed to come in here, make a stand, get to 5-3 in the MAC. Instead, they dropped to 10-10 and 4-4 overall. We just didn't seem to have the
mojo's a good word.
I mean, it just seems like we came out, we didn't get up and down the floor like I wanted us to. And I understand they got a lot of guards and they can run and gun too. But man, I sure do like watching that game. That kind of game is fun to watch. But you know, I look at some of my stats here, and for Versailles, man, they had four guys in double digits, and that makes it tough defensively to try to guard somebody. Who are you going to pick? And for us, we were just cold, and that's one of those things. So let me run down a little bit of the stats for us. They were led by Jared Demange, the 6'2 senior. He had 2 points at halftime, came out and had 14 in the second half. He finished with 16 points.
Did the job at the free throw line, too.
Absolutely. Ended up 6-for-8 from the free throw line. I go down here to Jaden Linden. He had five. He had five at halftime, ended up with 15. 6-for-6 from the charity stripe. Connor Stonebreaker, he had 2 at halftime, came out, scored 8 in the second half, ended up with 10. He was 5-for-7 from the free throw line. Totally, they were 23-of-31 from the free throw line. It's not too shabby. We did out-rebound them 23-17, according to my stats. We get over here for the Indians. Indians was led by Cale Rammel with 15 points. He came on in the second half. He had 2 points at halftime, so he had a good second half.
Well, a lot of that, because if you look at Jones on their board, I think, what did he have, 12 at halftime?
Right,
what did he
right.
end up with, 12?
Trey Jones ended up with 14.
Yeah, so he had two in the second half.
And he had 2 in the second half, so it was a little flip-flop for that. And Brian Benn had 14 for us, you know, and we felt like we could have fed him a little bit more on the inside. Didn't happen. It's one of those things. Dylan Evers was 6. Derek Jeudy with a nice game. He was 1 point shy of a double-double. He had 10 rebounds. 9 points. Regan Martin with 7 points. He fouled out in the game. Indians ended up 11-of-17 from the free throw line. Not our worst of the year by any means, but we could have used some.
No,
more.
No, but you're 8 or 10 in the first half.
That's exactly right. So
didn't get there in the second half near enough.
Indians come out. We played kind of a flat quarter in the first quarter, but we held the lead 15-13 at the end of 8 minutes. We go into the second quarter. We get outscored 17-11, trailed by 4, 30-26. Go into the third quarter. We start the second half. Pretty tight quarter. They score 11. We score 10. Now we're down 5. Still in this ball game. We get into the fourth quarter, I'm trying to figure out my score here. We didn't have 66. They had 66. That's going to screw me up. We ended up getting beat 66-58. So they ended up having another good quarter, and Indians go on and fall 66-58 to the Versailles Tigers. They improved to 8-14 on the season, 3-6 in the MAC. I'm sure their locker room was ecstatic because they thought they were playing a superior team, and they beat us.
And honestly, they were.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, you know and I know, we've called enough games in this league. You better bring your A game every night. It doesn't matter what the record is. If you're not ready to play, you're going to get beat. And I'm not going to say that Jim Melton's club wasn't ready to play tonight. The bottom line is, Versailles was hungry.
More ready.
They were the hungry.
You could see it. You could see it. And when the shots started to fall, and they started to get some confidence.
Yep.
It was like, hey, baby, I'll shoot it.
One of my favorite lines is, the hungry dog runs the fastest.
Yeah, that's
And that's, again, you saw Versailles just looked a step hungrier tonight than Jim Melton's club. And bottom line is, they get a victory here at home tonight. And no rest for the wicked.
We're back at it.
Yep, you're going to be back in the Fort Side, the friendly confines of the Fort Side Fieldhouse. The Starfires come over from Indiana Way.
I don't know much about them this year, Jeff. I haven't heard much. You don't get to go watch him. I haven't got to go watch that kid from Blackford, that Luke Brown. I wanted to go watch him. I haven't got to see him play. It's one of those years, and I think, like you said pregame, you know, let's get over the hump, get through this COVID thing, and move on.
Yep.
So.
And again, Starfire's always been a good series for the Indians. And again, one that in my time, Fort Recovery dominated pretty much in all aspects of all sports. But again, good rivalry. Good, you know, again, good teams that played hard. But again,
oh, nothing but respect
Indians
for all
just,
of them. Yeah,
it seemed like they always were on the right side of the scoreboard. Again, that will be tomorrow night, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. I think you and Big Fee will be on that. Also an NFHS video, so if you want to watch that on TV, you
can
do that
on
well.
TV, that's for sure.
Things going on this week. Girls, they will host Hardin Northern in a sectional tournament game, 7 o'clock tip-off. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with also an NFHS video. You can watch it on TV. And again, also a WPGW simulcast. If the girls win, they will host the winner of New Bremen and Waynesfield Goshen. So hopefully the girls basketball team gets a couple home games in the sectional. Friday night, you guys will also have another home game in the friendly confines. New Bremen Cardinals.
That's our last game. At home this year. And we got to get a pickup at
Have senior night?
You know, I think the girls did. I don't think we had it for the boys. I think we did it earlier in the season.
Well, you just never know.
We didn't know what was
going
to go
keep going.
On.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that'll be Friday night, and that will be also a WPGW simulcast game. Also, you can watch it on NFHS on video. And Saturday, again, if the girls win on Thursday, they'll be playing the New Bremen Waynesfield Goshen winner. Again, Coach Melton's club, they hit the tournament trail. Again, we talked about that. They are the number 4 seed. They will play number 12 Hardin Northern, and that'll be Thursday, a week from Thursday, the 18th of February. And if they win that one, which we're hoping they do, they will also take on. I take it back. We said Hardin Northern. I got to look at the right board here.
I know.
Fort Recovery plays New Knoxville, and that'll be the 23rd. Sorry about that. Tuesday night, the 23rd. And if they win that, most likely you'll be heading to the East Coast.
Yep.
You're going to be going to St. Hank to take on the Redskins. And again, that was a heartbreaking loss. Again, this one, you know, ends up 8 points, but again, all your MAC losses this year by single digits,
wow.
Calpy. And,
you know,
Coach Melton's club just can't catch a break.
Honestly, on the way over here, I really felt like we had a chance to improve tonight, to go to 11-9, go to 5-3 in the MAC. And but I also knew coming in here, It's
for sales. It's on the road. Yeah,
not a given.
Exactly. Bottom line is again, tough loss for the Indians tonight. They lose it by 8 on the road. And again, we said tomorrow night you get the Starfires in the friendly confines of the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks to all of our great sponsors, as always, Tin Cupboard for our tip off, and the Hall Brothers for our free throw line. First quarter sponsors: Faller Mechanical. Second quarter: Wrangler Ace Hardware. Third quarter: the Fort Recovery Insurance and Cal Pharmacy. Tried to bring it home for the Indians, but couldn't quite get over the hump. And also to Cooper Farms for our halftime show, to the IGA for being our, the Wayne Street Market for being our pregame show sponsor, and the Miracle Lanes brought it home for you. Calpy?
Absolutely.
It was a blast, brother.
Yep, I appreciate you coming down here tonight and coming up and watching us and doing the game with me. It was great. Great to see you, and we'll be back tomorrow night.
Hey, again, a mission. Again, nothing better than Fort Recovery Indian Athletics. Again, thanks for listening to us tonight, and if you spent time with us, we say thanks and do it again tomorrow night. You've been listening to Fort Recovery Radio. Indians lose a tough one tonight to the Versailles Tigers. Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.